Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of MENA Research and Strategy. We're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So oil markets are evidently navigating through an epic shock between the COVID-19 related collapse in demand and a renewed battle for market share on the supply side. What's the long and short story of where markets stand, and what do you make of President Trump's recent oil tweet on conjuring some form of global oil alliance to rescue the oil market?
Well, the global oil market is experiencing an unimaginable demand shock with the sheer destruction stemming from COVID-19. And this is coming at a time, at least for now, of a supply-side surge stemming from an oil price war due to the collapse of the latest OPEC Plus meeting back on the 5th and 6th of March. And the situation really has few precedents in modern history, and the Asian financial crisis of 1997-98 has the closest parallel, where there was a total demand collapse and a large ramp up in supply. And at the time, the global industry ran out of places to store oil, and prices fell by more than 50% during the period to $10 a barrel. And with global markets experiencing once thought unthinkable lockdown, pushing the world economy into recession, it is increasingly the decline in demand that is distressing oil markets, which remains front of investors' minds. And we've seen airlines grounded, commuters working from home, and factories shutting it down. And now, what is giving investors some food for thought is a recent tweet from President Trump that he expects and hopes that Saudi Arabia and Russia will work out a deal to curb no less than 10 to 15 million barrels per day of crude oil off the market. And whilst this headline figure of 10 to 15 million barrels per day sounds significant, for us, it won't be enough given the unprecedented demand shock caused by COVID-19, which signals, according to our forecast, a decline of 19.1 million barrels per day in lost demand in this month alone. And in fact, and more fundamentally, the details of the agreement at this stage are rather light, and it remains highly uncertain on whether such a production cut will be realized, specifically in relation to its timing, its nominal magnitude, and the allocation amongst countries.
So, big picture, where do we see oil prices going in the near term, and what are the risks on the horizon? We have been reading in your reports that prices could go negative. Can markets really envisage that?
Well, oil prices have, over a space of a month, witnessed an epic collapse to near 17-year lows, and you know, COVID-19 lockdowns have cascaded through the global economy, leaving oil markets in severe meltdown, overwhelmed by demand destruction, as well as an inflating surplus. Now for us, oil prices are expected to remain under pressure near term, and we believe April will see the trough in oil prices as demand destruction, as well as the surging supply, is pointing to severe oil market dislocation, with the second quarter likely marking a point where there will not be enough physical onshore storage capacity to park all the unneeded oil being produced. Plus, the economics of oil hoarding is becoming an actuality, with prospects of even offshore seaborne storage eventually being maxed out. And from this, we therefore continue to see repercussions for the oil price collapse. And the next leg lower for us in oil prices will be a function of the scale of production that will inevitably have to be shut in. Now, of course, any such global coordinated supply cuts will be a welcome boost in narrowing some of the colossal oversupply markets caused by the demand collapse. But we view that any coordinated action will really only succeed in limiting the downside in prices. In essence, ostensibly carving out an artificial oil price floor, with the time it will take to adopt and implement coordinated supply containments across countries, leaving it virtually too late to offset the ongoing surge in inventories. And as such, we maintain our view that the unprecedented oil price collapse is not yet over, and we will not rule out Brent sporadically testing cash cost levels below $20 per barrel this month, but bouncing back and probably ending the second quarter a little bit higher at roughly $30-$32 per barrel as COVID-19 slowly ebbs out of the market and then the ballooning oversupply begins to ease. Another factor here to mention, which was at play during the great financial crisis of 2008-2009 and is also presenting itself in this crisis, are US dollar funding constraints that prevent oil owners from acquiring dollars that are required to secure the storage and transportation capacity. Now, yes, the Fed's recent actions will alleviate some of this risk, but we have to bear in mind that oil in itself creates US dollar liquidity, given its central importance in trade. And another leg lower in oil prices could create additional US dollar shortages. Now, as for negative prices, Let me give some context here. Well, the global economy is a complex physical system with multifaceted linkages, and energy sits in the center of that nucleus. The core aspect that distinguishes energy from other commodities is that it must be contained within its infrastructure, which for oil includes pipelines, ships, terminals, storage facilities. You know, we have refineries and also distribution networks. So all of this, which have relatively small and limited spare capacity. And as such, with the oil that is currently being produced, increasingly having nowhere to go, producers will either have to shut in production, or given the sticky and rigid costs involved in shutting down a well, may instead be willing to actually pay customers to dispose of the barrels, and hence the phenomenon of negative prices. Or just simply put, you know, stating this, is that the oil supply glut exacerbated by the battle for market share among the major producers that we've seen is virtually overwhelming oil pipelines, storage capacities, as well as other infrastructure, likely sending landlocked crude oil grades, so those are the likes that have been traded in Canada and the US shell patch and elsewhere, lower, possibly even negative.
So what happens with ESG issues? Are they now on the back burner, or will climate change considerations accelerate owing to recent oil market developments, Ehsan?
Well, at this stage, I think it's a bit too early to decipher, you know, given that the global isolation measures are leading to an unparalleled collapse in oil demand, with approximately 3 billion individuals around the world in lockdown, impacting more than 90% of global GDP. The carbon emissions global footprint will evidently fall this year. Now, it is increasingly clear that our era will be defined by a fundamental division. We have the period before COVID-19 and a new normal that will emerge in the post-viral era, what we call the next normal. And as individuals and corporates are currently adapting to a more local existence and living off more sustainable activities, we are consuming less globally produced fresh food, producing less waste, with a more prudent approach to consumption, and with the expectation that these patterns are quite likely to remain in place post the COVID-19 era, then naturally this will all impact oil demand. Though given clearer technologies are still in the blossoming stage, the market could continue to see reinvestment in carbon-based fuels, at least in the near term, and over time, capital once again being deployed to more medium-term environmental and sustainability objectives.
And finally, Ehsan, given where we stand, what is your advice for investors today?
Well, taking a step back from the near-term volatility, the wealth destruction in energy over the past decade has been nothing short of monumental. However, recent events will evidently reverse this misfortune for those who survive. And global oil markets already had structural underinvestment, with capital markets focused on decarbonization. Now, the oil supply base will likely face larger losses, combined with significant fiscal stimulus in response to COVID-19 that we've witnessed. And this is all in the context of the US dollar, which is starting near an all-time high. And so for us, this is all a perfect cocktail mix for outstanding future energy returns for investors. Granted, this all sounds a little bit bullish right now, and the demand losses are rather extraordinary, and only further collapses in prices will rebalance the market. But once the dust settles, come the third quarter, when COVID-19 will slowly begin to ebb out of the market, and we could witness some form of global coordination in terms of supply action by OPEC and others, then we could lean bullish on oil. But until then, investors should brace for a choppy second quarter.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets podcast with Ehsan Koman. Rate, review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.